KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:06, we have mostly clear skies. It's 15 degrees in Atlantic. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy skies today, with a high around 40, winds southeast at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to discuss a couple of matters during their meeting this morning in Greenfield, in addition to their regular business. During the 9 a.m. session at their boardroom in the courthouse of the Adair County Courthouse. The board will hear from Catherine Olson with regard to a City of Greenfield sign along Interstate 80, and the Adair County Reprecincting Committee will present a reprecincting plan for the board to consider. Following that presentation, the supervisors will act on a resolution accepting the plan and setting the date for a public hearing on Reprecincting Ordinance Number 28B. In other business, the board will discuss and or act on claims, taxable mileage, a Southern Iowa Council of Governments comprehensive economic development strategy to determine the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, or SWOT. Also, military and homestead disallowances, and they'll hold continued discussion with regard to COVID-19 in Adair County, along with any related updates. County Engineer Nick Kaufman will discuss with the board a secondary roads department employee longevity raise and a wage rate progression of another department employee. He'll then present his regular weekly report on department maintenance and activities. Police in Creston say an accident this Tuesday, or rather on Tuesday morning, caused a total of $9,000 damage, but no one was hurt. The accident happened around 1:15 p.m. at Elm and Howard Streets. Officials say a 2013 Dodge Dart driven by 27-year-old Blade Allen Fox of Clearfield was stopped at the stop sign heading east on Howard. A 2006 GMC Envoy driven by 22-year-old Brielle Alexandra Schumann of West Des Moines was traveling south on Elm and approaching the intersection with no stop or yield sign for her direction of travel. When Fox's vehicle pulled out in front of her, Schumann's SUV struck the car. Authorities say Blade Fox failed to yield, but there were no citations issued. One person suffered possible unknown injuries during a two-vehicle accident in Red Oak Tuesday afternoon. Police say the accident happened at around 3:30 p.m. at 4th and Oak Streets as a 1999 Dodge Dakota pickup driven by Jordan Midkiff of Red Oak tried to turn left onto Oak Street. Because the sun was glaring in his eyes as he pulled into the intersection, Midkiff didn't see a 2007 Ford 500 driven by Jennifer Begay of Red Oak. Begay was traveling east on Oak Street and turning left onto 4th. Police say Begay was trapped inside her car for a time with a passenger airbag deployed. She was extricated by Red Oak firefighters before being transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital to be checked out. Midkiff wasn't injured. Police cited him for a registration violation, failure to obey a stop sign, failure to yield the right-of-way, and failure to provide proof of financial liabilities. Red Oak Fire and Rescue, Montgomery County Sheriff's Deputies, the Montgomery County Emergency Management Department, and Montgomery County Communications Center assisted in handling that event. A teenager already serving a 50-year prison sentence for second-degree murder now faces 7 counts of sexual abuse. 5 underage victims say they were raped by J. Lee Newbaum, and 2 say they were sexually assaulted. The girls ranged in age from 13 to 16 when they said they were victimized. Newbaum's trial started Tuesday in Ottawa with a Mapleton police officer and an agent with the Iowa DCI taking the stand first. The first victim then testified she was Newbaum's classmate last year when he raped her. The Harlan Police Department Tuesday reported 2 recent arrests and 3 non-injury accidents. Last Friday, Harlan police arrested 36-year-old David Allen Conan of Harlan following a traffic stop. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of stolen property. And on December 1st, 28-year-old Jacob Patrick Sweeney of Audubon was arrested following a traffic stop and charged with driving while barred. As far as the accidents were concerned, on Monday, December 6th, the 2020 GMC Yukon driven by Robert Hugenson was traveling east on Baldwin Street in Harlan when it was struck by a 2010 Nissan Murano driven by a Jackie Ganserner, who was traveling south on 8th Street. Both drivers are from Harlan. Both vehicles were disabled in that collision. On December 3rd, a parked 2016 Chrysler 200 registered to Leah Smith of Harlan was struck by a 2004 Ford Explorer driven by Andrew Hansen of Harlan. The accident happened as Hansen was backing out of a parking stall on the west side of the Dollar General store. Both vehicles sustained just minor damage. And on December 2nd, a legally parked 2020 Buick Envision registered to Kerry Grieve of Elkhorn was struck by a 1993 Dodge Dakota driven by Doris Town of Harlan. The accident happened as Town was leaving a parking stall and turned too tight, causing her pickup to sideswipe the Buick. Authorities say Town left the scene not knowing that she had struck the Buick. Officials of the Glenwood Police Department report the arrest on Monday of a woman from Nebraska. 41-year-old Chastity Allman of Omaha was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Her cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported four recent arrests and one accident. At around 4:50 a.m. Monday, deputies arrested 26-year-old Jericho Cash Clements on an out-of-state warrant. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. On Sunday, deputies arrested 28-year-old Kevin Solas of Omaha for theft in the second degree. His bond was set at $5,000. And 40-year-old Anthony Joseph Quant of Council Bluffs was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. Last Friday, 21-year-old Tyler Blake Miller of Omaha was arrested in Douglas County, Nebraska for violation of probation. His bond was set at $5,000. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.